President Obama's plan to overhaul health care proposes cuts to pay for it. Those cuts involve Medicare and will involve hospitals, doctors, and drug companies. It will also affect the bottom line of a smaller component of the industry, home health care. Mary Hainer is president of Horizon Home Care in Brown Deer. She recently traveled to Washington, D.C. to lobby against cuts she said would be a financial burden for their members.
Wisconsin's a conservative state when it comes to utilization of home care, and we have a large portion of Wisconsin that's rural, which means the cost of making an individual visit to someone's home is higher than in a metropolitan area. And so we have a lot of agencies in the state who barely break even right now or are operating in a loss.
But across the nation, government reports have indicated some health care agencies are doing quite well at the government's expense. One study by the Government Accountability Office cited Medicare claims for unnecessary care and charging for visits to those who weren't housebound. Despite these incidents, some congressional members are steadfast in their support of home health care as the nation seeks to change its overall system. Supporters point out it's much cheaper to go to a patient's home than to have them in the hospital. Shermaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.